We were doing the laws of Rosh Hashanah, and we said we start preparing from the beginning of the month of Elul. And we said Moshe Rabbeinu went up the mountain the second time, and that shofar was blown to make sure the Jewish people don't do an Avera, they don't sin again, they don't make a mistake in the count. And that's why we also blow the shofar, to remind us not to sin, and also to remind us that the Day of Judgment is coming. We start blowing first day Rosh Chodesh, second day Rosh Chodesh, different minagim. When we daven in the morning, we said we add the chapter of Le David Hashem Ori V'Ishi. Now, being that the blowing of the shofar is a minhag, and on Rosh Hashanah the blowing of the shofar is a mitzvah tasei doraita, it's a biblical mitzvah. So we pause. The day before Rosh Hashanah, we don't blow shofar. We don't continue straight into Rosh Hashanah, so that people will notice the difference, that the blowing until now was a minhag, and the blowing on Rosh Hashanah, that's a din. The month of Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, is really Rosh Hashanah. So ordinarily, on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we do Birkat HaChodesh. We say, the new month is going to be on this day, Hashem should bless us, it should come with a blessing, right? The month of Tishrei, we don't bless the month of Tishrei. We don't say it in advance, because the whole Rosh Hashanah is a big thing. We don't say it on Shabbat. And that's one of the reasons, one of the understandings, as to why Rosh Hashanah is called Keseh, the covered holiday. The simple understanding is that every other holiday is on the 15th or on the 6th, is on a day when you see the moon. Rosh Hashanah is the only Jewish holiday that's on the new moon when you don't see the moon. So that's why Rosh Hashanah is called in the Tanakh, Bakese Liyom Chagenu, the covered holiday that we have. Tiku b'chodesh shofar, blow the shofar on the new month. Which new month? Bakese Liyom Chagenu. On the holiday which is covered. What's covered about it? So one understanding is what's covered is the new moon. That the moon is covered. Now, the understanding is that we don't mention it in advance. Now here we enter a concept that's a little bit difficult to understand. And Chazal tell us that the blowing of the shofar confuses the Satan. It causes the Satan to be confused. How that works, I have no idea. But by the same token, going with that understanding, that for whatever reason it's supposed to confuse the Satan, so we also don't let him know in advance when it's going to be. So we don't tell him in advance it's going to be, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on this day, the new month is going to be on that day. Chazal tell us that Hashem allows the Satan to think that maybe Mashiach is coming and he's going, it's his last day, and he runs away and he hides, and so he doesn't harm us on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Okay. That's also the reason why we don't begin reading the Torah on Rosh Hashanah. Technically, you'd think, let's read Bereishis on Rosh Hashanah, that's when the world was created. We don't want that the Rosh Hashanah should be so defined. We want Rosh Hashanah to be something the way it should be, that it comes with a new month, and the new month is something that Bet Din sets. It's the strength of Am Yisrael. We decide when the new month is going to be. Hashem said, Atim, you decide the new month, even if Bet Din decides the new moon is on Tuesday. But we want to make Rosh Chodesh on Monday. Even if Bet Din knows that that's not the first day of the month, halachically they could do it. They have the power to do it, regardless of where the moon is. We have the power to decide when Rosh Hashanah is. The Gemara even says that Hashem convenes the court and says, let's declare it a new month. And then Hashem tells the court, wait, let's see. If the Jews decide that Rosh Hashanah is today, good. And if not, it's not today. Whenever the Bet Din decides. So Chazal didn't institute that we start reading the Torah on Rosh Hashanah, because also they didn't want Rosh Hashanah to be defined and to be known. It's something that's defined by us. It's one of our strengths. And one of the ideas behind it is that for some reason, this capacity to make it when we see fit, obviously we can't make it the middle of the month, right? Rosh Hashanah could be one of 2 days. Either there's a full month, 30 days, or a 29-day month, the month of Elul. But at the end of the day, this capacity that we have to define it is something that scares the Satan. He doesn't know when it's coming. And for whatever reason, that's the way it has to be. So we hide it. We don't say when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. We don't declare it the Shabbos before.